Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in the studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by phone today, we have the CEO of RDL Associates, Dave Ladd. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
So today we're going to do part two of a three-part series on the pending farm bill, which has been sort of agonizingly dragged through Congress, and nothing seems to have happened yet, but perhaps things are about to happen. We've been hearing on the news, though, about milk prices jumping to like $7 a gallon. Is that real or fantasy?
Technically it's real, but the current farm bill, the current extension expires December 31st here, and so I don't think we're going to wake up on New Year's morning. In fact, I know we're not. We're not going to see $7-$8 milk in the grocery store, because it's not just the stroke of a pen by the Secretary of Agriculture, Secretary Vilsack. What has to happen is, under the 1949 law, what we call back the original 1949 law, USDA is required to buy butter, cheese, and powdered milk to set a floor price for milk prices. But they're not just going to do that right away. Obviously, it takes some time. So there's some options that USDA has. They could be honest, they could kind of drag their feet. It takes time for USDA to make these purchases. And that's what moves market prices, not a simple declaration by the secretary. So in practical terms, they could kind of take their time getting their ducks in a row. They could take a while to get all the machinery in motion. And then they would be able to obviously, you know, move it to a 4 to 6 week time frame before you'd see anything really happen in the grocery store.
Well, you mentioned Colin Peterson. He's been pretty firmly entrenched into the that ag world for quite some time.
Oh yes, absolutely. And he's been chairman of committee when they've done the 2008 farm bill. He's been a ranking member. He's been a member of the committee. Obviously, he's a conferee, and so they've really been working. He and Chairman Lucas, I think of. You know, they've really done a good, actually, agriculture, both agriculture committees have done a really good job over the last, and I hate to say this, but the last 2 years. Senator Stabenow got two farm bills through the Senate. They thought they had a farm bill they could pass in the full House, out of the House Agriculture Committee. Typically, agriculture has been one of the least controversial, so to speak, or they've worked together, and it's usually been based on geography, not on partisanship.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, the dynamics have really just changed over the last year or so. And of course, these budget issues continue to kind of suck the air out of the room. We had another budget deal agreed to by Representative Ryan in the House and Senator Murray in the Senate. Those take up time. These fiscal issues continue to suck the air out of the room for these other policy decisions that are coming down the pike or been in queue or on the chessboard or on the stove, whatever term you want to use. And that all plays into, as well, what both chambers can do.
Well, okay, thanks, Dave. We're going to have to stop right there because we've run out of time. But that's Dave Ladd, the CEO of RDL & Associates, talking about the Farm Bill. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.